Welcome to the Awesome Autism Tools Podcast. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years. I love sharing transformational tools that help autistic children and their parents find more harmony and balance in their lives. Today, you get to hear an awesome interview I did with Nicole about her and her son, Kyler. And in a few weeks, you're going to hear a different interview with Nikki and her son, Kyler. And I want you to know it's two totally different people. And it just might be a little confusing. I put this little intro before each of the interviews. So, you know, Nicole and Kyler, who's 6 or 7, are different than Nikki and her son, Kyler, who's 19 or 20. So this is Nicole with the young Kyler. I am so excited to welcome Nicole to my podcast today. I've been able to work with her and her son. Please go ahead and introduce yourself, Nicole, and tell us a little bit about your journey as a parent of an autistic child.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Nicole. I am married and we have 4 boys, and our second born is autistic. And that was something that was unexpected for us. We're new to it. We didn't know much about autism, but we've learned so much. And it's been a beautiful journey. There are ups and downs, but we're just trying to find joy in the journey.
Thank you. So what have been some of the most rewarding and the most challenging moments for you as you are raising your son?
I'm going to start with the challenging ones. The most challenging were just not being able to know, because he's non-speaking, not being able to know what he wants or what might be causing him to be sad or have a meltdown. And like, and I remember in the very beginnings, he would just cry for days and we didn't know what that was. I didn't even know that was called a meltdown, why he was crying, and we didn't know how to deal with it. So that was something that was very challenging for us. I had to really learn a different way of parenting, because normally when a baby or a child is crying like that, you just want to be like, stop crying, because wow, it's been days. But I had to learn to be like, okay, we need to be compassionate and just put ourselves in his shoes and try to understand like what he could be going through. And I was researching a lot. And so, yeah, that was really challenging. So then that's where the, you know, rewarding part comes, because with those challenges came beautiful moments where I started to have moments of just leaning into the spirit, and just because that's the only thing I had at that point. I did not have anything else to help me parent this child that, you know, did not have a way to communicate with us. And so I would just pray to just be able to find out what is going on or to find a way to help my baby. And so, like, I remember those days that he was crying, something just came to me. I didn't know how to explain it. I just know that it's the spirit. And it was that, well, he's crying because we're watching an episode that he likes or a show that he likes, and he wanted to have control over it. Like how, you know, autistic kids want to be on their iPads and be able to go back to it. And so that's what came to me. And that was right. And it always has been right. But that was the first time that I was like, wow, how did I know that? I didn't know that. So I told my husband, like, it's that show. It's because he likes this episode. We should not be watching this episode on the TV. Maybe he can just be watching it on his iPad when he can have control over it. And that's what it was. And that felt like, wow, thank you, Heavenly Father, for like, you showing me. That was the first, like, okay, I know what to do now to feel guided in my journey. And so, yeah, so that's where the rewards come, when he overcomes his struggles and just how it happens. It's beautiful to see.
Oh, I love that. I love how we can turn towards God for help, because he can help us in a way that no one else can. Like, yeah, there's no other way you could have gotten that information at that time, right? It's like, yeah, the spirit had to send it to you. So that's really beautiful. What has surprised you the most about parenting an autistic child?
I think, yeah, the thing that surprised me the most was how much I had to work on myself and how much us as parents really have to just work on ourselves. It's not so much about the kids. Like, the moment we take care of ourselves, things get so much better. And that has taken me a long time to figure out. So that was surprising. I was just thought, just take care of the kids and just do it. Just do everything for them. Just put them first. Oh, and that's not really, I mean, it sounds like that's what it needs to be, but yeah, I was that mom that was just like, I'll put myself last, last, last. But and things were always not so well. So yeah, that was the most surprising for me.
Yeah, and it's true because we think, oh, if I just take care of them, like our focus is on them. But I think you're right. If we are not taking care of ourselves, we're not in a good place. And they sense our energy, especially kids on the spectrum are so sensitive to our energy. So we have to really be in charge of taking care of ourselves and staying grounded and protected and all that. So, okay, that's a great realization. All right, so I'm curious what motivated you to explore working with me as a support for you and Kyler?
A friend of ours that we have in common, she shared with me about you and your work and how it had been so helpful for her and her son. And I thought, okay, I would like to try that. I was really open to it. Just the first time she said it, I was like, absolutely, I feel like I need this. And so I also had been wanting to connect with Kyler and be able to just clarify a few things that I had been like some questions that I had about some things that he was doing. And so, yeah, that's what motivated me. I just really wanted to have more clarity around a few things and to also learn. Just I was curious about how it's done or what it might do, And I wanted to see what it would do. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. So, do you want to, I guess, share a little bit? Like, how was it when we did our first session? Was it helpful for you or for Kyler? Just talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So yeah, for me, I felt like I said, it was a new experience and the session, I felt the spirit a lot. And I felt like I got the clarity that I needed with the questions that I had. And I started to even feel like, or even wonder, like, how could I do this more? That's another thing that I didn't know. I don't know if he had talked about it that first day, if it was something that you could do again, but for some reason, I had thought that was just a one-time thing and that was it. But I had the wanting to, this could be something that we could do more. And so then that friend again shared how she does it. She has done it so much more that I could do, we could do that more. I was like, okay, I would love to do that again. Absolutely. So then I reached out to do it again. So yeah. But yeah, even with Kyler, I just noticed I felt like he, I don't know how to explain it, but he just was, we were at my sister-in-law's house when we talked the first time. And when I came out of the room, it just seems like he knew what had just happened there. I don't know how to explain it. But yeah, I felt like the clarity was there. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, have you noticed any shifts in your child's behavior since starting these sessions, or maybe in your behavior? What have you noticed? What have you changed?
Yeah, for me, I just feel more grounded. I feel like I'm more able to control my emotions lately.
Yeah. And I know one of the things that you were working on at the time was spelling with Kyler, and he was frustrated around spelling. And I remember after we did that first session, I had the distinct impression that Kyler just wanted it to be fun. And so I remember I texted you, I'm like, I think Kyler just wants it to be fun. And so did that help? Did you change? Is it more fun now? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So that time, Kyler was struggling with, he did not want to spell with me. I feel like I was just too excited and I didn't know. So sometimes you're just so excited for something and you want it so badly, but you don't know you're doing it. And I am still learning that my son is so in tune with my emotions, so he feels that. And I couldn't fathom that, but I didn't know. So how do you do that? How do I stop my excitement for this thing that I want so bad? And that's what I'm saying. That's one thing that I felt like more clarity on afterwards. And then when you said that, we were able to change things around. I had had a dream afterwards. So that was a week. I don't know if do you want me to talk about the meditation yet?
Yeah, if this is a good place to do it, let's do it.
Right. So I realized that Kyler had been trying to tell me to meditate for a while after that first call. And that happened. So I was like doing my hair in the bathroom, and Kyler is always around me in the house. Like, wherever I am away from the family, from like where everybody is, if I go to my room, he's coming with me and he's just around me. And with his iPad, sometimes without it. And so that day, I was doing my hair in the morning, and he had his iPad propped on the vanity in the bathroom in front of me while he's playing behind me in the tub. And I had never realized what he was trying to do there, but something just came to me. Like, yeah, I've been able to have this intuition moment, like knowing moments. And that one was very clear. It's like, listen to the iPad. That's Kyla's trying to tell you something. And he is watching an episode of Mickey Mouse Roadster Racers. And it's an episode that Donald and Pete are competing, and they're like the last ones in the tournament, and the last one wins. And Goofy had gone to see a guru, like a meditation guru, and he was learning to meditate. And he says, like, his mantra, because he loves bologna sandwiches, he says, "Be the bologna, be the bologna." And so Donald is always like so annoyed by Goofy. He's like, "Goofy, what are you doing?" And like, Goofy's trying to help Donald to focus because that's the only way he's going to win this tournament. And Donald's like, "Meditate me? Ugh, are you kidding?" And so then at the end of it, Donald finally tries it, and he's just like, "Okay, I'm gonna do it." And then he goes, "Be the baloney, focus, focus." And then he wins. And then everybody's like, "Wow, you did it." And so Goofy's like, "If he says the words, "If you learn to focus like that, you'll clear every hurdle." And I was like, that is what he's been trying to tell me. He's been trying to tell me to meditate all along. I remember he's been watching that episode since he was, I don't know, two. It's been a while. So I was like, wow, Kyler, like in that moment. And I just looked at him and gave him a hug. I was like, you've been trying to tell me to meditate this whole time. And his big smile, and he takes his iPad and leaves, like, mission accomplished. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so that was something that was like, wow. And finally, at the end of the day, I had been just thinking about it all day, that he's like, what had happened was, it felt like such a beautiful moment, just a big realization for me. I was like, oh my goodness, God's been trying to communicate. And so I was cleaning, and the boys were in bed, and I was like just finishing up the day, and I decided to look up meditation because I had never done it before. And I listened to it actually because I was cleaning, and the guy talks about what meditation is and all the things, and then at the end he does a guided meditation. And I listened to the whole thing, the guided thing too. And in that moment, I felt like I was able to actually, I didn't know that I actually meditated, but I probably did, because yeah, nothing else was in my mind at that moment. I was in it while I was cleaning. When I finally went to bed that night, I was still thinking about it, and I was just my eyes closed, and I'd never seen that before. But I noticed with my eyes closed, I started seeing lights, and they were like bright bursts of light, and then they would start small and get bigger. And I was like, okay, so just like, all right, I'm just gonna watch it and just look and just observe. And then after a while, these lights started to have a center to them. that was getting bigger and bigger. And then after a while, that center, which was dark, became just that, the hole. So I felt like I was going through a tunnel. I don't know how to explain it. And then I started to see objects that it wasn't clear because it's, dark in my eyes, but I could see structures, like if you look at like a wall with like books, or there were no circles anymore. And so, okay, I was just like, okay, just observing. And then I don't know what happened after that. I fell asleep. And I then, in my sleep, I remember waking up realizing that I had just heard Kyler's voice and remembering the last few words from his, I caught him mid-sentence. That's when I realized. So I might have been dreaming, and I was in this dream, but I didn't realize I was dreaming until I heard his voice and realized it's Kyler. And I woke myself up. Like, oh my goodness. So that was unreal. That was wild. And I remembered the last words he was saying, and I wrote it down, and the words were, "I prefer to live with joy." And I didn't know what to think about it because I was like, I really thought, oh, the bummer. I didn't hear everything he was saying. I thought it was just nothing. I thought it didn't mean anything. So it's like, at least I have his words, and I remember his voice till today, like so vividly. And I remember thinking, wow, he doesn't sound like he's 6. He sounded like he's like 13 or 14. He had like a teenage boy voice. But I was like, wow. And so in the morning, I talked to him, and I went into his room, and I hugged him. I laid in his bed with him, and I saw those lights again when I had my eyes closed. It was starting. So like that was like a constant thing now. I was like, okay. So I told him, I heard your voice, and he hugged me, and he was giving me like forehead kisses. He always likes to touch our foreheads. So that was wild and beautiful. And so then I talked to you about it, and I feel like you helped me give those words meaning. And those words have changed everything now, have made spelling so much better. Our connection has been so much better because I've been meditating using those words. You gave me the idea to use those words as a mantra. I could have never thought of that. And that was beautiful. And I was like, wow, it just was a good way to make those words have meaning because I had really just almost discarded them. I thought, this doesn't mean anything because I didn't hear everything he wanted to say. So that was so exciting again. I was like, okay, I can use this. But on that day, actually, that we had just talked, I think I shared with you that I had started to realize that I had been trying to spell with him, and during the lessons, oh my goodness, he didn't want it again, and I was sad. And but then he wanted his phone. He has a phone that has the Apple Music only. He loves music, and so. And he listens to his nursery rhymes on there. And I thought, okay, let's see, do your song. What is the song about? And we started to do, it was Down by the Bay. He was so happy. And I was so happy too. And we didn't spell for long, but I was like, wow, this could be something we could do. So then when we talked that day, I was like, this makes so much sense. And you were helping me to know just look at the boards with like joy and just focusing on joy because Kyla's trying to tell me that it just needs to be joyful. And so that's what helped. And then after all that, that's what we were doing. We were both, I would sing with him, and he was so happy and looking at me doing spelling and giving me kisses like he used to. It was so beautiful, and that changed everything. And it changed how I started to look at spelling. Not as something that I was like, I just want him to communicate. This needs to happen. It's just like, we're just focusing on joy. We're having fun. And so yeah, that's what I know it was like a long story, but that has really changed everything. So now I actually have been able to let go of the music part with the spelling. I'm able to spell with him without his music and ask him questions and getting to do lessons with him, and he's happy. And I'm not doing it because, I don't have that energy anymore, that excitement about, okay, he needs to do this. I'm really just going with it. And I don't know, something has shifted. I'm able to just spell with him and just do what needs to be done. And he's so much happier, and I'm happy. And yeah, I'm just so thankful.
Oh, thank you for sharing that experience. I remember when you talked about that TV show and how he'd play it on a loop and how you realize he's been telling you to meditate. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I have to interview you about this because I honestly believe there's, if I could only have every autistic mom or dad ground and shield every day and meditate every day. I think it, not that it would change everything. It's not going to make everything change, but it would give them this foundation that could help them connect from a more grounded place, which then helps. And it doesn't have to be long. Like it can literally just, that can take you 1 to 3 minutes a day, and that's
Yes.
enough.
Yeah, that's how I do it too, because yeah, I used to always feel like, oh, I'm never gonna have time for it, but how you just you how you told me to do it's doable. Like, yeah, I can do that. Absolutely. And you know, 1 to 2, 3 minutes has done wonders for me.
Yeah. So I gave you the challenge to try and meditate every day for like a couple weeks before we did this interview. And I don't know, have you done that? How's that gone? Have you noticed any
Yes.
changes or differences?
Yeah, I definitely did not do it every day, but yes, I've done it, and I noticed on the days that I did it, I felt so much more grounded. I don't know. And Kyler seems to always feel it. He just knows I'm more connected to him on those days, and I need to do it more often. You know, I forget, and but yeah, it's always just amazing. So yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to just keep doing it. Maybe for longer as time goes on.
Yeah, for sure. And some days you might have more times and some days less. My youngest child, who's pretty sensitive, he can tell if I haven't meditated. And he'll be like, "Have you meditated today, Mom?"
Wow.
I'm like, "Oh, no." He's like, "You need to go meditate." I'm like, "Okay."
That. Oh my goodness.
Like, yeah, they can tell
They
for sure.
know.
It,
They can tell.
and I can tell, but like I often I'm so busy I can't tell. I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
But because Bryson's outside of me. You know what I mean? It's easier to see somebody else
Yes.
than yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious. You already mentioned how important it is to take care of yourself, but is there anything you want to share about self-compassion or self-care?
Yes. So right now, what I've been doing for myself has I haven't gotten to like being able to like work out or do that. I don't have the time for that. But how I'm doing it for myself right now is definitely the meditating part. So I'm a overthinker and I just will think about it and make a whole story in my head and just ruin my whole day. But and now I'm learning to be able to just say to release those things and just say it out loud. That's one thing that I've learned to just be like, I'm ready to release this, you know, thinking about that person that I'm thinking is thinking negative things about me. I'm like, maybe they're not. I'm able to just say out loud, I'm ready to release this, you know, whatever I'm overthinking about. And it just works. And I feel so much better afterwards. That's something I really struggle with. And that's something I feel like I can consider self-care because oh my goodness, it takes over my day, and I probably will lose sleep over something that's probably not even happening. Like, just worrying that somebody's thinking negative things about me, you know? So, that's one thing I've been doing, and like more things like that that are just mental, really just working on being able to control what's going on up here. And then knowing when I need rest and being able to advocate for myself and tell my husband, like before we just did this, I took a nap and he knows, he understands now. For a while, he didn't get it, you know, but now he gets it. He's like, if you need to do this, you can go. And he had the boys outside playing and I slept for like 2 hours. So that's something for a long time that I didn't do because I felt bad, because I felt like I shouldn't be doing that. I would think So-and-so doesn't do that, and they have more kids than I do. I shouldn't be able to do this. But no, I am not them. I am struggling and I should be able to take care of myself. Being able to advocate for myself and ask for help, it has been a new thing for me. And that's something I never would ever been able to do before. I just thought, I got this. I am built for this. I can do it. And then I would struggle.
Oh, good. That's so great. And it's so true. It's so easy to compare ourselves to others. But in reality, we are our own unique people and have our own unique needs. So we shouldn't do it like other people do it, you know? So good for you for speaking up for what you need.
Thank
That's
you.
awesome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I like to ask my guests at the end of interviews is what is an awesome tool that you would like to suggest that they try?
I can suggest what I did if they're struggling with spelling with their kid. What I did, it might not be the same with what I did. Like, I chose to follow and use his music to spell with him. Just really being able to just follow your intuition, the spirit. I believe that the spirit is our God-given tool that Heavenly Father gave us to be able to take care of our kids, especially our non-speakers. So if you can just lean into that and just figure out what it is that you can use that can help that situation, not be so like you're just so excited and get let your emotions get in the way, whatever they're interested in or something like that. But yes, follow your intuition and just lean into that. It is always right. I feel like that is something that is going to be helpful. It was helpful for me. And our situation is different, which is why I'm just saying if you follow your intuition, you'll be able to get that answer.
And it's kind of like you're saying, like your intuition plus the spirit is, I mean, I think the spirit helps our intuition, but like being really intentional about it.
Yes, absolutely.
It harnesses that power and that
Yes.
heavenly help that you need. So
Yes, absolutely.
awesome. Great. These kids are amazing. And it's such an honor to be able to work with them and their parents, because you guys are amazing too.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
I'm grateful for the work you're doing,
Thank
and
you.
it's just beautiful. So, and thank you so much for coming today and putting time aside to be on my podcast.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this interview with Nicole as much as I enjoyed doing it. I have two things I want to add at the end of this episode. One, please join us over on the private podcast, where Nicole shares a message that Kyler sent her from the Hill. I feel like these experiences on the Hill are so precious and sacred that I really like having them on the private podcast. So people who are really interested, of course, can go and listen, but you have to make a little extra effort to get there. Second, I want to throw out a little disclaimer about her experience with meditation. I think it's so awesome. She sees those lights and shapes when she's meditating. And I want you to know that doesn't always happen. I just want you to know that whatever experience you have meditating is right for you. In case you don't see colors or shapes, it's okay. No worries. Just have your own unique experience meditating, just like Nicole had hers. Anyway, I love Nicole. I love Kyler. And this was such a joy. Thanks for listening today. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend. And I would love it if you'd leave a review. If you have a tool that you have found helpful as you are raising your autistic child and want to share it, I would love to hear about it. If you're looking for some extra support or information, please know that you can dive deeper in my private podcast, which is available to my newsletter subscribers. And if you're curious to see how I could help you or your child, you can sign up for a free 15-minute phone call with me and we can talk about what's going on and I can share what services I offer would be most helpful for you. There's a link for all these things in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.